Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man led a police chase. Well, he led them on a chase in a fire truck, a stolen fire truck, that is, from WFLA, Boynton Beach. A South Florida man was arrested after allegedly leading police on a multi-county chase in a stolen fire truck. The Miami Fire Rescue Crews were conducting a training exercise in North Miami Beach. This was just this past Thursday. And then one of their trucks drove off. I mean, a person drove their truck off. Police identified the man inside as Lee Cambrick Hanna, 31. The truck struck a police cruiser, and no one was in the car at the time of the crash. And then the chaos ensued. They went on I-95, and they went through Broward County, and they finally ended the pursuit. He surrendered to police on the side of the road, and he's in Palm Beach County Jail. He's being held on almost $8,000 bond. Grand theft of emergency medical equipment. And apparently they had numerous agencies involved in this. Oof. Oh my goodness. So this, that's pretty, I have this one. It's not a Florida man guy, but, you remember the guy who, the Florida guy who got his arm bitten off? We literally had that yesterday. It was Sunday when it happened. Jordan Rivera, the Banditos Bar, he fell into the pond. You know what he lost a whole arm. He said, and that's not the end of the world. A 10-foot gator ate his arm, and he goes, yeah, it's not the end of the world. I didn't lose my life. I lost an arm. It's not the end of the world. And he goes, oh, those gators, I didn't understand them until I woke up in the hospital, and, oh, gator got your arm. And apparently it bit it off right above the elbow, too. So he only, has, part of his upper arm remaining. Whoo, boy. Good for him. He's got a very positive outlook, right? Let's see. A man claiming to be a time traveler threw a brick through a window to save homeowners. 37-year-old Florida man. The police responded to a local residence. They thought it was going to be a burglary. The victims called the police. They said a loud crash woke them up. Their baby cried, and they found a brick on the floor. The victims informed the officer. You know, they identified the guy. He was taken into custody. We don't have any $15,000 bond. We don't have any court date yet. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size. Easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Okay, so let me give you some backstory. I don't like North Face. And it's a regional thing. So Kane and I come from St. Louis, right? We moved down to Texas over 10 years ago. And there was a kid back in the day who created a parody of North Face. You remember this? Because it went to court, Kane. Yes. And it was called South Butt. Yeah. All of a sudden, everybody all over St. Louis was sporting South Butt merchandise. I'm like, where are we getting this? This is amazing. North Face got really mad and sued him and shut him down. He was like a kid who did it. So people in St. Louis, not really fans of North Face because, you know, this kid was having some fun and North Face freaked out. I get it. You got to protect your IP, but. So keep that in mind. So everything regarding any outdoor company, particularly North Face, gets pushed through that perspective. So this is after we saw Bud Light advertised with a dude who totally does not drink beer and who thinks that women bathe fully clothed with jewelry and makeup on. And this was all after, you know, all of these other companies, the Target stuff. Now you have the North Face. They made this video. And I'm trying to figure out What, if you did not know what North Face was, you would not know what they're selling. So this video, it's, what was it, on TikTok and around social media? It has a drag queen running around outdoors. Juan has this. Let's play some of this because I don't know what they're selling. If you don't know what they are, you don't know what they're selling. Listen to this.
Mia, a real life homosexual. And today I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice. We like to call this little tour Summer of Pride. This tour has everything. Hiking, community, art, lesbians, lesbians making art. Last year, we gay saw shade across the nation and celebrated pride across
the
nation with hundreds of you across
the
nation.
This year, we're back again with two new stops.
Atlanta, GA. Why? Because you're there. In Salt Lake City, we're coming for you.
Hi, here we go.
Of course. This year, all these fabulous speakers will be coming from inside this TV.
What are they selling? You're an outdoor company. You're an outdoor. What are you selling? I mean, and they own Supreme Vans and Timberland too. Not Timberland, but Timberland. So I'm really trying to understand what they, who are they advertising to and what's the, because I'm sorry, I've never seen no drag queens doing stuff outside. I'm just, you know, nobody, no woman does it. Puts on full makeup and goes outside, right? Like that, and goes hiking and stuff.
Did that look natural anyway?
No, it totally didn't look natural. That totally did not look natural. That looked like somebody got a hold of an old 80s, you know those old 80s plastic Barbie heads? It was just the shoulder and then the Barbie head, and it was like for little girls to do makeup. That's what that looks like. That's not even good drag makeup. Oh, I said it. It's not even good drag makeup. But I'm just, somebody said it was the weirdest episode of Teletubbies ever. It's like, oh my gosh. I'm, who hikes like this?
No one.
Who?
No one.
What are they selling? Is that, first off, is that whatever the kaleidoscope outfit that dude was wearing, is that something that they sell? I don't even know what that is. Those aren't leg warmers. What is that?
So they don't sell IT clown makeup?
Oh my gosh. Was this, did I actually inadvertently watch a trailer for IT 3?
Right.
I mean,
that's what it looked like to me. Like they were selling clown paint.
I'm trying to figure out why these companies are doing this. It's so bad. People are like, are we sure it's not paid? It's not parody. It was like somebody had a screenshot of it being on TikTok. It's not. We live in a world where you don't know what's parody from what's real because everything is so insane. These companies that sell this, I mean, it's one thing. I got so aggravated about all this stuff, like with the stuff that because they had Maynard James Keenan, who came out and said, because he's dressed in drag at performances before. It's more like performance stuff. And he was saying that he really doesn't even care about the Florida law. But then he added it. You knew there was a button. He's like, I just still don't understand restrictions. But here's the thing. There's a difference in saying that you don't understand restrictions and a difference in intimating that something is anti-something simply because there exists an age-appropriate regulation around it. I mean, if you want to go capital L libertarian and be like, I just don't know why kids aren't right in there with Hunter Biden, you know, like snort and blow off hooker's butts. I just don't know. I mean, if you want to be like that, then, you know, go ahead and like let that be known that that's how far capital L you are. But you can't say that it's anti-something if they're having age restrictions around that adult sex show performance, just like all the other. It's just so stupid. But my question with this is, earned media is supposed to be good media, right? I mean, if you have earned media, usually isn't that when the companies do something good and they get all this attention for it and they're like, oh my gosh, we didn't know that feeding this homeless person a sandwich with our logos everywhere was going to, you know, get us this media attention. I mean, it was totally planned. They, you know, do it on purpose. It's earned media. But with this, I don't know, is the North Face really the label, the company for people who actually go outdoors, or is it for people who go walk around in parks, right?
And by Starbucks.
Yeah, by Starbucks. Kane, do you remember when we went to Portland? We had an affiliate visit up there, and we were in Portland. That was odd. There was a real difference, though. I will say this about the Portland people. The people who go outside in Portland are way different. And I mean, like, do outside activities are way different from the people who do outside activities, like, in the middle part of the country, I think. Because they were in hiking boots and all this stuff. It looked like everybody was getting ready to legit walk up a mountain, like, right off the plane. But their boots had wear and tear. I noticed everything like this. They didn't have brand name backpack. I mean, they were like people who actually went outside. Do they live there? I don't know. But like everybody got off the plane and went off into the mountains. I don't know what happened. North Face is like the bougie stuff. That's like Planet Fitness. It's the Planet Fitness of outdoor activity apparel. You know how Planet Fitness isn't a real gym? Anything that has a lunk alarm, if you put a weight down too loudly, that's so stupid. Yeah. I just don't get this. I don't know. I mean, I'm not, at least it was, I will give him this. It was a guy who was like, I'm a guy. I'm just in drag. That's, to me, is less offensive than the Dylan Mulvaney thing where it was a guy who was like, no, I'm a woman and you will recognize me as such. It should be illegal for you to even misgender me. And then actually cosplay offensively what he thinks a woman acts like. So there's two that actually offended me more. There's being, you know, in good, whatever. I don't wear North Face anyways. I don't care. But I don't know. I don't understand what these companies are trying to do. Are they all trying to go out of business? Is it a competition to see who can go bankrupt the fastest? I've got questions. Okay. So can we, so Target, some of the Target stores, I started seeing this go around on social media. Are they removing some of their displays? I haven't seen anything official to where it's more than just like one or two stores, but there have been some things that have popped up on social media. There was one mom who had a video up saying that she was in the store just like a couple of days ago, and the alphabet stuff with the tuck technology, I don't even know what that is.
It's tuck-nology.
I'm trying to stay on topic, that they had removed it because of customer backlash. And I want you to understand, people are not making this up about the swimsuits in the children's section with the tuck technology. It was there. I mean, there's video of parents going into Target and showing these swimsuits in the children's or junior section and in both sections and showing you the tag where it literally says that this is how to, you know, tuck your stuff. I don't know how you put it. I don't know. I can't believe somebody would pay $20 for this. I mean, that's just trash. Okay. It's just so trashy. I don't know. Where's the asteroid? Kill us now, please. I'm just done. I can't believe I'm sitting here. I went to school and I'm sitting here talking to you about tucking.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, this is a horrible, horrible, horrible story. A father ended up being, it's in Maryland. A 43-year-old father was beaten to death. I mean, on his front porch. Protecting his 14-year-old son after high school bullies and two adults showed up and repeatedly slammed his head into the concrete in front of his 12-year-old. They severely beat him. They beat him to death. They killed him with a brain injury. His 12-year-old son watched it and ran to help him, screaming, "Daddy," as the attacker smashed his head into the concrete, killed right there on his front doorstep. As a group swarmed his Maryland home. 43-year-old Christopher Wright. It was a fight that started at Brooklyn Park Middle School. It moved to his house in Anne Arundel County. And their 14-year-old got into a conflict with another teen. And then three adolescents and two adults showed up at the home and killed him. Unbelievable. Man, I won't drag that whole fam damnly. The whole fam damnly of those criminals and just throw them in a pit. There you go. We've got... what do we got here? That's just horrible. Earth-sized volcano planet. What? An Earth-sized volcano planet may have a livable environment. New. It's not about smog, but okay. They said Astronomers have discovered an Earth-sized planet they suspect is covered in volcanoes and could have the potential to sustain life. Now, that's if you don't get lavaed to death. They said that it was spotted by NASA's orbiting telescopes. It's the center of a cosmic tug-of-war in a star system. And they said the surface is studded with fiery volcanoes. Okay, but they said that they're hypothesizing that liquid water could exist. And it's the planet D, is what they call it, is located on the inner edge of a habitable zone. I don't know. It doesn't sound too habitable. Just, yeah, insane. Now, let's see. Staggering numbers of military-age Chinese illegal entrants, are surging across the southern border, according to the Daily Caller. They say that these people coming in from China are paying smugglers tens of thousands of dollars to get into the U.S., according to Border Patrol. They said right now there's some pessimism in China, especially with people in their 20s, about the future of their country. So, yeah, they're leaving, trying to get into the U.S. That's kind of wow. And Netflix is cracking down on password sharing. It has begun. Stay with us. We got more in store.
This proposed rule is not a ban on gas stoves. This proposed rule is not a ban on gas stoves. Yeah, we are regulating indoor air pollution.
But it is, though. That's Corey Bush from our hometown of St. Louis. It is, though, a ban about gas stoves. Because they're literally banning them from, they want to ban them from new construction. Welcome back to the program, bottom of this third hour. They want to ban them from new construction. Now, remember, when we were talking about this, when they floated it, as they were saying that it wasn't a ban, no one's talking about your gas stoves, you crazy conservatives, you freaks, conspiracists. Wait, what? But then you guys started immediately talking about it. So when we talked about this, it was a study where they were measuring, I guess, you know, harmful, you know, emissions put off by gas stoves, and they used a sealed room with no ventilation. So an airtight, shut room with zero ventilation. That's what they used. There are household cleaning materials that you can't even use like that. This is asinine. And that's the one study. What was it? Alex Epstein, who had a whole thing on this. We had him on the show and he brought this up. And he has a whole piece on this. I think I sent it out to you guys in the newsletter. That's the whole movement against the gas stove thing from the left is based on that study. Tell me that that's not crazy. Oh my gosh. It's the push to the green stuff. Electric stoves are garbage anyway. I would legit break the law. I would have a standoff. It would be like Lexington and Concord. I am not even joking you. I'd double dog dare them to come up on my new construction and would be taking my gas stove. Oh, my gosh. Now, what's interesting, who is the guy? He has the fish restaurant. Jose Andre, is that what his name is?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think I don't like him. He seems like a lefty. I think he's a big lefty. So he had all this new, he has all these like new restaurants and stuff, because New York is where they're pushing this, starting to anyway. He got an exemption for his. Now, they say, well, because he's a big advocate, apparently, of this. And they were saying, well, you know, it's because his started before they began drafting and pushing this legislation, Kane and everybody else. They started before. No. I thought if you believe it, then why wouldn't you? Doesn't matter when. Do you really believe it? Just wondering. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a coincidence. I saw this yesterday morning that Jose Andre unveiled a U.S. Food and Climate Institute. Isn't that weird? Like, he got the pass on the whole climate thing because he started the U.S. Food and Climate Institute. So
how interesting is that?
Yeah, isn't that something? Just coincidence, though.
I saw him. Yeah, he's like a big, I think he's like a big lefty. He owns a bunch of these different restaurants. He's known for his humanitarian work and all this. He's from Spain. But he has, when we were on vacation, I think I accidentally ate at one of his places. I don't remember. I didn't get to choose it. It was somebody else that chose it. But Yeah, he's like talked. He talks a lot about politics, and he does talk a lot about the climate and environment. But it's interesting because his restaurants, his new construction in New York, they're all exempt. So he was given an exemption that allows his new restaurant to use gas stoves. Now they say, well, it's because he applied for his building permit in 2019. And that was before the city council revised the building codes. But he goes on and on and on and on about, and this was, there was Palo Alto officials. This was, and I'm going to revise myself. Palo Alto's where, he has stuff in New York. Palo Alto's where apparently they already have this in effect. New York is where they just passed it. And California is where it's already in effect. He was opening a new restaurant in the Stanford Shopping Center in Palo Alto. And the Simon Property Group, they applied to build a restaurant in 2019, blah, blah, blah. And they had the gas line, all this stuff. They said they would have to alter their signature 5-star menu without a gas connection and appliances. And they're unwilling to do that. That's what his attorney said in a statement.
Why can't that be the excuse for all of us?
That's so weird. See, also without a gas connection and appliances, I would be forced to alter my signature 5-star menu here at my house, too. Right. And I am unwilling to do that. I mean, it's the government. They spent $1 billion on a GeoCities health website that just didn't even work like 10 years ago. Why in the world would we trust them on anything else? Why? It's rhetorical. We wouldn't. I mean, that's the whole point. We wouldn't. Good heavens. All this stuff is so asinine.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.